It's time to travel to the next room with Jane Asher, an exploration of the bigger picture surrounding life on Earth and what follows. Now, here's your host, Jane Asher, on Empower Radio.
Today's show is about connection. It's about connection with those on this side and those in the next room. I'm really excited about the show that's going to happen today. I grew up, I think I've mentioned it before, but I grew up in this amazing, cool rural town in the Thumb of Michigan. So if you're from Michigan, you know what I'm talking about, because there was an old weather guy named Sonny Elliott, and he would hold his hand up and talk about, you know, the weather, and he would point to his hand because Michigan is shaped like your hand. So I grew up in the Thumb, about 7 miles off of Lake Huron, in an extraordinary, cool, just awesome little rural town. I mean, surrounded by great neighbors, amazing friends, and a deep, deep sense of community. So when this friend from my childhood reached out, she let me know that she was listening to the show. I was so excited. I'm like, wow, this is really cool, because you never know who's listening. And, you know, you do these little podcasts and you throw them out there and you're hoping someone's listening. So Bonnie let me know that she was listening. And so, of course, I then started saying, you have to come on the show with me. And I convinced her. So today's guest is Bonnie Hoff. Now, Bonnie is, oh my goodness, what can I say about, I love this woman. I was in grade school and high school with her. We ran track together. Of course, she ran a lot faster than I did. We just had a lot of fun. Just, she's a really, really good person. She's got a wonderful husband and fabulous sons. And she stayed in this beautiful hometown, my beloved Deckerville, and became a paramedic. Not only a paramedic, but she's a registered nurse. And so every single day of her life, she is helping our friends and our community members in that beautiful small town that I grew up in. So it is my pleasure to have on the fabulous Bonnie Hoff. Welcome to the show, Bonnie.
Well, thank you, Jane. I really appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate the fact that you're listening, because, you know, honestly, podcasts are very different from being on terrestrial radio, when I would do radio shows playing music. You know, listeners would call in and request things, and you would see them at events. When you're doing a podcast, it's bizarre, because you're in a little studio by yourself and you have no idea who's listening. So it's really, really cool and very encouraging that you reached out to me.
Yeah, you have a great show. When I found it, I was really excited. I love the content. Just love it.
Oh, see, now that's awesome. So tell me what it is. Like, first, let's just talk about thank you for what you do, because you're firsthand. You've helped people in my family. I won't get personal about it, but you were there for a recent family member of mine during a very frightening time. And I thank you for that. Tell me about your day to day, because you're a paramedic in a small town, but you're a nurse. Tell me about it.
Yeah, I work at the local hospital that's still going here in our small town, fighting to stay alive, like a lot of small hospitals across the U.S. And I work there in the ER a couple days a week, and then I work as a paramedic mainly on the weekends, because I can run from my house. We have a base where people stay, but I'm within a couple blocks. So because I can run from home, I do some time for them on the weekends still.
Wow. When do you have time for yourself?
Well, you know, I don't know. I make time. I actually just started a yoga class, believe it or not. So I do make some time for myself.
Good for you. Are you teaching it?
Yeah. No. I just started beginning yoga, believe it or not. And I love it. I'm hooked already.
Oh, I'm telling you, it has changed my life. There is absolutely nothing that I get more from physically than I do with my yoga practice. And I am such a huge fan. So I get it. It's cool too, because it really is good exercise, but you're just gently stretching every single muscle. It helps with balance. It helps with your inside and your heart, and it helps with your mind to kind of quiet all the chatter. It's awesome.
Yeah, I was pleasantly surprised by that.
Well, good. That's very cool. Is the class in Deckerville?
No, It's in Ubley, a town a few miles away. I go with a friend. We carpool, and it's just a neat little class.
That's awesome. Well, good for you.
I'm going to do that.
Well, that's great. You're going to get super hooked. And you know what? The clothes are cute. I got to say, I love my yoga clothes. I was just in a pair of yoga pants and a shirt today. It's like I'm constantly going to Ross because, you know, you can get a little discount on Tuesday and searching the racks for inexpensive yoga clothes. Okay, so you're a paramedic. Your children followed you into your professional. So both of your sons are in the business as well?
I have three sons. One's actually a basketball coach out in Iowa. He didn't want the medical part of things, but yeah, my middle son is a physician's assistant. He's here in Deckerville right now. He will be going to the Grand Rapids area. And then my youngest son is an RN at the hospital.
Wow. Wow, that's so cool. That must make you really proud.
It does. I never dreamed that they would follow my footsteps. I guess they kind of got it by osmosis.
Yeah.
Hanging around me.
Yeah, well, they're, and just that caring gene, it definitely can transfer from one parent to another. So that's very cool. I didn't know you had three boys. That's how out of the loop. I knew you had a couple because they played ball with my brother's kids.
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, let's dive into the whole purpose of this show and what this is all about. You said you love the content, so we're just going to get right after it. What are your thoughts about connecting with souls that have gone on, that are in the next room or in heaven?
I think it happens every day, all the time, maybe even more than we realize. I'm trying to become more conscious of that all the time, especially since my mom and dad have passed. And, yeah, I definitely think that we can connect.
What about the signs? Now that your mom and dad are no longer here with you physically, do you get any signs?
I do, yeah. One story I guess I could tell you when my mom passed. So I was hearing on the radio a song that I really liked a couple days after she passed, and I heard it more than once. It was Candle in the Wind.
Oh, yeah, great song.
John did for Diana.
Mm-hmm.
And I went over to the house to find her Bible to take up to the funeral home, and a newspaper clipping dropped out, and it was the words to Candle in the Wind.
Oh
my gosh.
That's so cool.
I knew. Well, then a few weeks later, my dad was gone away, and I took her clothes to the Goodwill. And my mom always took really good care of her clothes, so I really was, I struggled. It was hard for me. And I thought to myself, when I got back in the car, I thought, I wonder if my mom thinks this is okay, me doing this. And when I turned on the radio when I got in the car, was Candle in the Wind.
Oh, no way.
I knew. You can feel it.
Isn't that so cool? I love that because I've heard a lot of different, there's audio and then there's other, little signs where they leave you things. But I love that, the audio part of it. That was absolutely your mom saying, it's cool. I don't need these clothes anymore. Good for you. Somebody is probably loving that they scored on your mother's beautiful clothes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
Wow.
And then, of course, I find pennies. Shortly after Mom started, when she passed away, I started finding pennies real frequently. It slowed down quite a bit now. And then after my dad passed, I started finding dimes.
Mm.
I would think about him, and I'd go to walk in a store, and there'd be a dime. It was crazy. I just believe those are little signs, and you can feel it,
I think so, too. I definitely think so. My mom has been leaving me dimes, too, for the better part of 10 years now. And, I've got story after story. I started collecting them, too. I've got a little basket I put them in.
Yeah, and that's what I do.
Yeah, I think it's cool, and I'm not sure, what's interesting, too, and what's been coming up for me lately because of loss I went through, lost a really, really good friend who was very young. Only 57, I said to my husband, boy, life can turn on a dime. And so I'm thinking maybe that's the message that mom is trying to leave me every time she drops a dime on me. It's sort of like, life can, turn around very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, what a good reminder.
Yeah, no kidding. So what about, what is your hope, or what do you know intuitively about what comes next and what is in the next room?
You know, I can't really tell you anything personally other than when my oldest son was born, and people might thought I was crazy, and to this day, he's, 37 years old, I seen an angel at my bedside.
Wow.
Oh, I did. And I had no drugs. I had no, so, you know, it wasn't like it was induced by that or anything. So that right there kind of sealed it for me as far as believing. You know, I always had, we grew up in a pretty conservative, fairly Christian area. I always had those type of beliefs. But when I seen that, that pretty well sealed the thought in my mind that I knew there was something more beyond, you know. And then over the years in my profession, I've seen some things that people were maybe getting ready to pass on, and they seen things and, you know, would verbalize what they were seeing. And, you know, it just left no doubt in my mind that we're definitely going on to the next room.
Right. How cool is that, too? I mean, you know, you're in a profession where things are happening and there's great sadness because people are in accidents or they're crossing over, and you're there and you're witness to what they're actually seeing or thinking about or, you know, reaching for or whatever. So it's really interesting, because I was going to ask you if you had been around a lot of different people where you could tell that there was something going on, where they were seeing things.
Yeah, fair amount, you know.
So what about the lessons that you get? Like, you know, we're here, and then, like, sometimes I feel like it's, I get frustrated because I think, what's it all about? You know, especially when someone young passes, or you know, there's terrible things that happen all the time. Just recently with Kobe Bryant and his young daughter, and it just brings all these thoughts up, like, what is the point? What is going on? So what is the lesson that we're here to learn from death, or this existence that we have on this plane?
You know, I think it's individual for everybody. I think there's a plan for each person, and we're each here to learn something individual for us. And hopefully we get it right by the time our time is over, you know. But I think it's, you know, to learn about love and life and enjoy things and be grateful and appreciate things, not sweat the small things, you know, learn to have faith in things.
Yeah. Faith is a big one, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any sources, like, are there any things that you have picked up recently or read about what we're talking about now? Like, is there a favorite book or an audio thing that you listen to that helps you kind of go, wow, that cements it for me?
Yeah, absolutely. I have listened for years now. I think after I got into the business of EMS and actually started to see a few things, I've started to listen to books, or I've been listening to books about angels and crossing over and near-death experiences. And I recently read a book called Signs. Well, actually, I listened to it on audiobook. And the gal talked about, you know, signs that we get and how to be in tune with those signs and how to learn from them, what you can do with those signs that are specifically really for you if you pay attention. So, and that was good. That was helpful. I definitely like that. Like I said, 2020 it's a year for me that I want to move ahead spiritually. Get some growth there. And so that book helped me a lot.
That's cool. I love that. I'm always looking for something to read. So I just wrote that down and put a big box around it. So I will definitely check that book out, because there are so many great, I've just met so many fascinating people, and there's really cool authors that are diving into this as a topic, because, you know, we are here, we're having this life experience, and we have family and we have friends, and it seems super joyous. And then the day comes where we no longer are here, and it's in God's hands, you know, depending on your belief system. You know, it's just really not anything that we have any great control over. I think that you really do. Those lessons start coming very, very quickly. So with your parents both in the next room, what about anybody else? Like, have you gotten any signs, or do you ever have vivid dreams that you just know that you're maybe almost getting visited?
Yeah, I actually had a dream after I had a nephew. I don't know if you remember, but he was electrocuted when he was 18 years old. And that was just so hard on our family. We didn't had anything like that before. And I had a dream where he came to me and we walked and we talked about where he was. And he said, you know, I really didn't want to leave. I didn't think it was my time, but I'm okay. I'm good. It's all good. Yeah, and it was so real. It was incredible. Like, you know, I couldn't doubt it.
Was that shortly after he had passed?
Yeah, it was probably within a month, I would say.
Wow.
He passed. Yep.
Well, and it had to give you a sense of peace. Were you were you able to share that with anyone?
Yeah, you know, I did. I shared it with a couple of relatives, and they kind of didn't have the same belief system as me, I guess you'd say. And plus, they didn't experience it themselves.
Right.
So they were kind of like, oh, that's nice. You know, I could tell they were like, oh, maybe it happened, maybe it didn't. You know?
Right.
But for me, it did. It was very real. And I to this day can remember it vividly. So there's no doubt in my mind.
Yeah. I've read a lot about dreams and visitations, and they say that the true difference between the two is a dream, it fades super quickly. Like, you wake up and you're like, wait a minute. What was that? I was traveling. Where was I? And it fades. No matter how hard you try to get back there, you can't recall that dream. Where a visitation, you are able to describe it perfectly 20 years later, like you just did.
Yeah.
It stays with you.
With my son's angel that was at the bedside, I can still vividly see that angel. I mean, it never left me. I have forgotten things over the years, but that never left me.
Now, who do you think that angel was? Do you have any intuition about who that might be?
You know, I don't. I've thought about that so many times over the years. At the end of the day, I guess I like to believe it's his guardian angel. Hmm. It was a very brief, fleeting moment, but it seemed to be almost like a male to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it was. It was very tall, and it was like you looked like you could have reached your hand through. It was kind of opaque, and he looked down at my son with such love in his eyes.
Mm.
And I looked at my husband, and I said, "Do you see that?" And when I looked back, it was gone.
Wow.
That quick. So I kind of think that maybe it was his guardian angel. I'm not sure. I believe everybody has a guardian angel, so that's my belief, but...
Yeah, I think we might have more than one.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
You know, how cool is that? Like, I'm seeing exactly what you're describing. And the fact that you were able to actually see it manifest, you know, kind of leads me to believe that you might have a pretty deep intuition about you, because that's incredible. I mean, just that you could see that. Like, so good for you for reaching out and wanting to get deeper in your spirituality and making that a priority in 2020, because you're already there. You're already on that path. For me, it's all curiosity. Like, I'm really a curious person. So when anybody tells me how they feel I'm like, tell me more. You know, I want to know more. I don't believe it just ends, because I just don't. I'm like, I don't get how anybody can think like that, but I respect your thoughts on that. If that's what you think, that, you know, you die and it's all over. I'm not of that belief at all.
Right. And I think if they get the opportunity to have an experience that changes their mind, good for them, because then they will probably come over to a different way of thinking. But not everybody's had the opportunity to have some of the experiences that you or I have.
Mm.
So I don't hold it against them, because they just haven't gotten there yet. We're all at different stages, I believe. So.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And that's really fair to say that, because you're right. You know, what I have on a day-to-day experience, you know, like this past week has been, I feel like I've been swimming in like jello. I've been very unlike myself, very down, very sad, very like listening to really depressing death music, you know, because I lost a really good friend. And so I'm waiting to shake out of it. But I also know you can't just shake out of it. You have to feel all the feels, as crappy as they all feel. I have to feel them, because then I know how much I loved this individual. So, man, it's hard. It's hard. And here I do a show about death. It's like you would think I'd go, ah, no big deal. She's in the next room. She's good. She's happy. Grief.
Right. It's happy for them, but it's kind of sad for us. So,
yeah.
Right. We have to grieve. We have to stay healthy.
Yeah. Grief is wild. It is. It affects everyone so uniquely and so differently. So, and I would encourage everybody to not, if somebody says to you, hey, it's time to get over it, you know, and move on with your life, I would say, keep your opinion to yourself, because I believe we grieve the rest of our lives for those that have gone before us.
Oh yeah. Yeah, absolutely.
I mean, it definitely, sometimes some days are better than others. Some you laugh and are raising a glass, and other days you just get hit with waves of deep sadness.
Yep, it just sneaks out of nowhere sometimes.
Exactly.
That memory, and, you know, there it is. But, yeah. And grief is also a way to honor that person, that you did love them and care about them and miss them. So
I love that. Speaking of honoring, what is it, or is there something that you've done to honor the memory of your mom and your dad and your cousin? Or was it your nephew or your cousin?
Yeah, it was my nephew.
Okay.
As far as my mom and dad, I actually got a tattoo on my arm. It's angel wings. Signature. Their actual signature put in each one of the wings.
Wow.
So, yeah, I'm not sure why I was moved to do that, but I knew it was what I wanted and needed to do. So as part of my gifts, my grieving process, I did that. And I wear it proudly on my arm. So, 58 years old, I went and got that tattoo.
Good for you. I love that.
Yeah.
How did you get there? Was there a signature from a cards that you had, or just?
Yes. Mm-hmm. I always kept all the cards. My mom was a big one for giving me, you know, birthday cards, Mother's Day cards, all those cards.
Mm-hmm.
So I had her signature from those. And then my dad's, I took off of his Social Security card.
Wow.
Because he had a nice, good, clean signature. So, yeah.
Wow, that's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that with me. That's amazing. Didn't I tell you that this would go fast, that it was just a conversation between two friends? We're already like at the end of the show.
Oh, my goodness. Yep.
It went so quickly. Bonnie, I can't thank you enough. I mean, Bonnie Hoff is my guest today. She's an old friend. Not an old friend. She's a friend from my childhood days, and really a delight, and just does great work. So thank you on behalf. I'm sure the entire community absolutely loves you. And growing up in that town is, I have nothing but love and great memories. I mean, it's just packed full.
It's a pretty cool place.
Yeah, it really is a very cool place. And, you know, it's where you just can't beat growing up in a small town, because there is so much love, because you do know your neighbors, where in a big city, you know, you're hiding from your neighbors. You don't know what's going on next door.
I love about my job, I take care of people that I've known sometimes my whole life, and I'm able to help them. And I love that. That's what's cool about being here.
Yeah, that's really great. Well, thank you so much for coming on The Next Room, Bonnie.
Yeah, thanks for having me. Keep up the great work.
Join Jane again next week for The Next Room on Empower Radio, as she examines the beliefs, traditions, and personal evidence of connection with those who have moved on to the next room.